MRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And that's great. But now we want to listen to you. Give us a call. It won't kill you. 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Why don't you make your day and call us at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is 888-723-4630.
The catta lilies are in bloom.
Yeah, such a lovely flower.
Yes, it is.
Don't make me tell the story about the time I met Katharine Hepburn.
Tell us the story.
Oh, since you insist. I was a mere young kid, about 20 years old, and I was meeting a friend at Mass General Hospital for lunch. He was an admin there, and I came in through a weird entrance and was walking down an unusual corridor. Now, you know, Mass General for years has been one of the world's centers in the research and study of skin problems. And so as I'm walking down one of these halls with no one else in them, and it's a rather narrow hall, I notice this older woman coming my way. And as I get close to her, I realize that I've seen her before in movies like The African Queen or Stage Door or Bringing Up Baby. And I went, oh, my God. And I stopped. I froze dead in my tracks. And she came up right where I was standing, and I couldn't speak. And I said, you're Katharine Hepburn. And she looked at me as if I was an idiot, which I was, and smiled and said, that's right, young man. Now, if you mind moving aside so I can get by you.
Oh.
And I was devastated and delighted
at the same time. Yes. Because, you know, afterwards, you've been a perfect idiot.
I was the perfect idiot. Because
meeting someone like her, particularly her.
Well, you know, imagine.
Would be mind-boggling.
Yeah. It would be.
I've always loved her. Everything she's in. Everything.
There's another funny story about her that has not involved me, but I heard from a friend. Or actually, I heard it from the source. Oh, God, I'm such a name dropper. But anyway, when she was still alive, she shared a courtyard in New York with a famous composer. I'm just going to leave the name off for now. Who used to, you know, practice or compose on his piano late at night. One night, apparently he noticed that she was on her porch glaring at him without saying a word, which was, I guess, enough to say, you know, stop playing, I'm trying to sleep. So,
was that at the Dakota?
No, I only say it was in Turtle Bay, and we'll leave it there.
Okay.
Yeah, if you know where that is.
Well,
Dakota.
The Dakota. Mm-hmm.
There's no courtyard at the Dakota. There's no balconies.
You know what? There is a little courtyard at the Dakota.
Yeah, but there's
when
no...
When you walk into the Dakota...
Well, there is a hof of sorts,
yes.
But there's no balconies.
That's true.
I once saw Roberta Flack hanging out her window smoking a cigarette.
I have a picture of myself with Roberta Flack.
Ever I saw your face.
I'm sorry, Griff. I'm going to over-griff you this time.
I knew you would.
Roberta Flack, I have a picture. I will find it.
She's great.
I will post it. She and I were in a limo together, and we actually sang doo-wop together.
Now I'm
the
jealous.
The two of us.
That'd be fun.
She's a wonderful woman. I interviewed her when I was in New York.
Did she sing?
Quite a woman.
Strumming my pain with his
No,
fingers.
We did shoot-oot and shoot-oot.
Did she talk about any, about, what's his name? The guy, Donny Hathaway?
No,
I loved him.
No. All we talked about was music, radio.
Where is the love you said was mine?
Fantastic voice and a great woman, by the way.
And a great, great musician.
Okay, back to eBay.
How did we get started on that?
All right, we have another email here, Griff. By the way, our lines are open at 888-RADIO-30. We adore hearing your voice, but if you can't, for some reason, call in. Click on that Contact Us button. Okay, Lil from Deland, Florida. Known on eBay as Lil's Beach.
Lil's Beach.
Lil's Beach. Question. Regarding changing user ID if unhappy with current one.
Yes, yes.
First
yes.
of all, she wants to know the pros and cons of that.
Yes,
secondly,
yes, yes.
Can it be done at any time? For instance, while listings are active.
Yes.
And three, can store name be the same but with spaces between words?
Yes. So let me
Let's
address
do the
all
pros and cons first.
Well, first, you can change your user ID with active listings. What happens is your user ID changes, but everything else stays the same. And for 30 days after you change it, there's a little icon that indicates that you recently changed your user ID. And during that 30-day period, if someone searches for you using your old ID, they'll find you with your new ID.
So all your ratings and everything are still there?
Yeah. It doesn't change.
Okay.
If you think of an eBay account as having all these different components, changing this one component, the user ID, does not change anything else.
So she wants to know the pros and cons. So basically, I guess it would depend on the circumstances, wouldn't it, Griff?
Yeah, there's not really many cons. But there's a lot of pros, especially if you're moving to a user ID that makes more sense. So a lot of people have user IDs that are just kind of non-intuitive.
MR718RF34.
Yeah, it doesn't mean anything to
anyone. Right.
So changing that user ID to something that is identical to, ideally, or at least in evocative of your brand, whatever that may be, is a lot more professional looking. So I just recently changed mine. For years, I was Uncle Griff's Closet, which, you know, has lots of connotations. Uncle Griff's in his closet. Uncle Griff, will you come out of the closet? Or all his clothing is in his closet. You know, that's funny.
Or Griff finally came out of the closet.
When I was
a lot
five.
Of things you could say.
Anyway, I changed it to, I researched this for over a year, and I changed it to my new brand, which is Griffville.
Which is fantastic.
I love it.
It's wonderful. So,
and you can change your store. So you can change your user ID once every 30 days, and that's it. So if you change it and you don't like it, you're going to have to wait 30 days before you can change it again. Your store name, you can change at any time. And it can be any combination of numbers and letters and spaces, and it can actually be your user ID. So my store and my user ID are the same. It's Griffville, so there's no confusion. You can change that at any time. The only other requirement is they have to be available. So if somebody else has got that user ID, you're out of luck.
So how do we do it? Where do we go to change our user ID?
Okay, that's a good question.
Okay.
Well, you want me to answer it?
Yes, I do.
So you go to my eBay, you go to account, and then personal information. And under personal information, it says account information, and there's a user ID under there, and next to that is a edit button, and you click edit, and it starts the process of changing your user ID. Now, your store is a little bit different, and for that, you would go to my eBay, and then bear with me, because this is a little
circuitous.
That's the word I'm looking for. You're going to look for the links that are for Manage My Store. And if you can't find those, then I'm going to go to my other account because that one doesn't have a store on it. Mm-hmm. You know, I have a griffiteBay.com account. I don't use that for anything, but I'm going to go to my Griffville account. Griffville, yes. Where did you find that? I went to Griffville. Bring it on down to Griffville Town. And then look for the links for managing your store. The way I get there is I go to, it's not going to work. You can find the link for Manage My Store under Seller Tools. And then in the right-hand corner, if you're using the new store format, there's a link for Manage My Store. And once you're in Manage My Store, whenever that happens, there we go. It's the old Manage My Store page. And then there's a link for Edit Store under Store Design. And right there, there's a link that says store name or area, and then you can just type in what you want your store to be. You can change that at any time. It just has to be unique, so it can't be a name that someone else has. And there you go. I'm happy that I got both my ID and my store name finally the same.
Well, thank you for helping us with that, because I'm thinking of, can we have two accounts?
You can have 100 accounts if you want.
Because I'm thinking of having a second account.
And you can have a second account.
Mm-hmm. Because my one account, I'd be selling only my voice, and the next one, because it's getting too complicated. Okay. I want to put up a bunch of new stuff that I have in a box.
Yeah.
They have nothing to do with voiceovers.
Yeah.
So I need to separate some stuff. I'm not going to have a store on that for a while, but, you know, I just want to change a couple of things around.
I understand.
Our telephone number, 888-RADIO-30, and we have another email here, Griff. Let's go for this. All right. Hi, Lee and Griff. I am very new to selling on eBay. I just opened up a store a few months ago. I have learned a ton, but not nearly enough. I would love, love, love some help.
Okay.
Would you dish my listing?
Would we? Would we? Well, of course we would.
Okay, let me get there and get, because she didn't actually write the item number. She gave me a link. So here we go. So the item number is 1112-9425-4875. Again, that is 1112-9425-4875.
Wow, and a picture. Okay, so we're going to have to break for a minute. So we'll do this a little bit right off the top. This is in the category of sporting goods, outdoor sports, equestrian, stable care and grooming, other. And it's a farrier hoof stand, which is what they use right when they're going to shoe a horse. Right?
Right.
So that's what you put the horses. In fact, there's a picture of the horse. Oh, look at that adorable horse with his little foot up on the farrier. And the guy's finally, aren't horses cute? They're so adorable when they get their little hooves done. It's like a mani-pedi for a horsey.
That is a good, I've never seen anyone put a picture up like that.
Yeah, that's great.
I like it.
So far you're winning, babe. Okay.
We'll be right back. Stay with us.
This segment was brought to you by Terapeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Give us a ring. 888-723-4630. Here on eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 247.
Social selling is hot when you do it right. Marcia Collier is known on eBay as top-rated seller Marcia_C. She's the author of the eBay and Social Media for Dummies series. She says use social media to sell yourself and not just what you sell on eBay.
Self-referential posts, that means talking about yourself or your business, should only be 1 in 6 maximum because people aren't going to want to hear it. So if you curate your audience, people that you follow that are interested in things that you sell, you will know what special, unique items to put up. Do a special of the week. Do a special of the day and list an item.
Stay connected to all 3 eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome. But you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for Terapeak's free trial. And here's why. Terapeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool. And it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. Terapeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. Terapeak helps with that. Terapeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak, you really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We are on tenterhooks waiting for your call, and they're starting to hurt. Call us now, 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by ShipStation. Wherever you sell, however you ship. We are champing, by the way, it's champing, at the bit to take your call. 888-RADIO-30, also known as 888-723-4630. And isn't it ironic that we're champing at the bit? Because it's exactly what a horse will do, maybe while it's getting its mani-pedi.
Exactly.
It's little mani-pedi. It's so cute.
So we got an email from Leslie who asked us to please dish a listing. She also wants us to look at her store. She's fairly new in selling on eBay.
Can you give us the item
and
number?
And the item number is 1112-9425-4875.
I lost it. I want to bring it up. Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So you've got your title, and it's I don't know if that's enough words. It says farrier hoof stand, size quarter horse. I always say get rid of the punctuation. You don't need the colon or the hyphen. Not in a title, at least. Are there other words? Let's go to the chat board.
Horse. Well, she's got horse in
horse,
there.
Horse. Equine. Mm-hmm. Equestrian. I don't know. Are there other words that you could put in the title that might help you grab search results, be on more search results? And I'm not a horse person, so I don't know.
So Betsy
I think they're adorable.
Betsy is a horse person. Did you know Betsy used to be a horse trainer?
I think I remember that, yes.
Betsy knows all about horses.
So, Betsy, get on that board and tell
she
us what
said,
put
she
in
did.
There.
She says, needs to put the brand name Hoofit, H-O-O-F-it, in the title, and maybe the words floor model.
Floor model.
Yeah, because this has never been used. It's used because she said, I don't know, it's never been used with a horse. What was it used with?
What else could has it been used with a person?
Oh, my God.
I don't want to know. This is too much information. Oh. Yeah, so eBetsy is helpful there.
Right.
What else? You know, it's the kind of thing, do you need a lot of photos of something like this? I don't know if you do.
Well, here's what I was thinking. Because what? She calls it used, refurbished, like new, I would have showed some more pictures of it underneath, behind, because really it's a floor model. It hasn't really been used on a
That's true. And horse. And what do you have... What do you got to lose by putting some more photos?
Right. So I would have added a few more photos underneath, behind, you know. But the photo, by the way, not the one, the black and white one, which I adore, but the photo of it was fantastic.
Yes, it's very good. I can see exactly.
Everything.
I can see how it works, even. The horse puts its little tootsie right inside that little U shape, and it rests it there and reads a magazine. While the horse guy is giving it a mani-pedi.
Exactly.
Horses are so spoiled.
Okay, so...
But, I joke, apparently they have to have this done because that it grows and then it gets painful.
Much the same as human toesies.
They're cuticles. And then that's why they have to put the shoes on them, those iron shoes.
Item specifics, refurbished like new
I'm
brand.
I'm still looking at the picture of the horse. Oh, Wilbur, that feels good.
Did you know how they got that horse to move its mouth that way?
Peanut butter?
Yep.
I thought I read that somewhere.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, we got the title and the photo.
Right.
And I don't know what else you can have in there for item specifics.
Yeah.
It's a kind of item.
Well, she's got a lot of I like the way she separated each of those things underneath. Where
yeah,
she
that
has
looks good.
Refurbished, like new. I'm not a fan of, different color font, but, she only had one
overused.
Word in red, so and it wasn't
she
overused.
And I know what she's trying to do, and it's admirable. She wants to make sure that this is a refurbished item, and that kind of sticks out. So let's let it go for now.
Okay.
It's an invaluable. Did you know that the hoof stand is an invaluable tool for any farrier, hoof trimmer, hoof technician, veterinarian, or horse trainer? Did you know that?
Did you know it's ideal for small breeds with a U.S. size number 2 hoof or smaller?
I didn't know that.
And did you know that that includes quarter horses, paints, Arabs, ponies, etc.?
Well, there you go. I'm learning every minute.
So this is good.
I like that.
I like. What do you think? What score?
Oh, 4.9.
Absolutely 4.9. That's a good score. Congratulations.
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Leslie. All right.
I know that if I needed one, I'd buy this one right now.
Now, Leslie, who is new, fairly new to selling on eBay, would like us to look at her store as well.
Let me look at her store. The Barn Emporium.
The Barn Emporium.
Oh, you can get it in blue. Oh, and you can get it. It's a little different. Look at all this horse stuff. My God, there's a lot of it.
Featured items.
I'm loving it. I think it's great. I want those. Oh, look at the chaps. Those would look good to me on Saturday night in San Francisco.
Now, here's a new horse hoof jack farrier stand for $245.
Well, it's a different type.
Yeah, okay.
It's a fancier stand. Look at those rasps. I could use those for my talons. You should see my toes. I have toes like a sloth. This is great. I like your store. I think it's well set up. Your categories look good. Your banner and the little logo with the cowboy and the horse from behind. I think you've done a wonderful job.
And all the pictures are good?
The pictures are excellent.
We can't find anything wrong.
I can't find a single thing wrong.
Okay.
Nothing.
So you're doing great.
Yeah, you're doing fantastic.
Leslie, thank you for sending us in the email. We appreciate it. And thank you for the privilege of allowing us to do this for you. We do appreciate it.
I'm trying to whinny like a horse.
So I'm going back to the chat board here. Let's see what's going on. Does your feedback stay with you if you change your username? Yes, we've already discussed that.
Yeah.
Looks pretty good.
Looks great.
One more hour to go, Griff.
That's it. One more hour. I can't believe it. This segment was brought to you by ShipStation, wherever you sell, however you ship. And we have your line, and it has your name on it. So call us now at 888-723-4630. eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Future Talk.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions. If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers, and we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to PageMage.com. And did we mention it's free?